when he was at the University of Oklahoma on a football scholarship. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a petroleum marine management major in the business college.
When I was in high school, I was living a totally separated life from Jesus Christ. And my brother and I were getting recruited to come to the University of Oklahoma on a football scholarship. And we decided that the University of Oklahoma would be the best place for us to come to further our education and our football. And we came up here thinking of nothing but football and our education. Until I met a man named Lawrence Keith, and we got involved in a Bible study through the Baptist Student Union. And through those Bible studies, Lawrence shared with us who Jesus Christ was. And about on the fourth night we had our Bible study, we'd been going to them about a month, Lawrence gave us all a chance to pray with him, to invite Jesus Christ in our lives. And at that moment, that night, I invited Jesus Christ into my life. And from that point on, it has changed my life drastically. It was very hard for me at first. I had to change my lifestyles and everything. But through Lawrence and through a quiet time, devotional time, I've grown faster than I could even imagine. And my brother and I now lead Bible studies here in the dorm with the freshmen, and I'm actively involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm the president here on campus of the FCA. And one thing I really realize about when I realize now that when my football career is over, I really will miss it, but one thing that I'm glad I didn't miss here at the University of Oklahoma was meeting Jesus Christ. And when my football's over, it'll be over and I'll miss it, but I know I'll have Jesus Christ the rest of my life. And that's the most important thing to me right now. What I'd like to share with you all tonight is a little bit about my Christian testimony and what has been happening in mine and Philip's life since we've become Christians. Philip and I came here to the University of Oklahoma in the fall of 1975, and we were unsaved. When we got up here, all I thought I was going to do was get an education and play football and get a fancy, nice car and all these other, you know, worldly things that people think about. Well, I found out different when I got up here. When we got here, we got involved in a Bible study with a man named Lawrence Keith through the BSU. And that fall, we started attending Bible study normally and regularly on a weekly basis. And Lawrence started sharing with the things about Jesus Christ and who God really was. And I really became interested. He told us one night in the Bible study that if we weren't Christians, to pray a prayer to God to wash the doubts out of our mind that we can believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. So I started praying this prayer when I was a freshman, not really knowing what I was doing. Well, finally, it was on October 31st. It was Halloween night. It was a Friday night. I was driving down the freeway by myself to Crossroads Mall, and I started thinking about Jesus Christ and all and really what it meant. And all of a sudden, it hit me right then that I had no more doubts in my mind. I believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior. My life hasn't been the same since then. I've realized lots of things. One thing that I've realized is, as a child without a father, that God is my Holy Father. It says that, you know, somewhere in Psalms. My mother and father were divorced from Philip and I when we were about 1 year old, and my mother's never remarried, so we've kind of grown up in an atmosphere with just Philip and I and my mother. And I've really, you know, not known what having a father was like, so I never really missed it at all and had a really normal childhood. It's just that, you know, it would have been nice to have someone around the house to, you know, show you how to swing a bat and snap a football and all these other things that, you know, some kids kind of miss. But that's one thing that I realized when I became a Christian that really thrilled me. Another thing is that I'll have Jesus Christ forever. And like football right now is a big part of my life, but I won't have football forever. And I do realize this, it's just a passing thing, but Jesus Christ isn't. We'll be forever with Him. Since I've become a Christian, Philip and I have been involved in a couple of things real heavily, and one of them is FCA, where Philip's the president and I'm the vice president, where we have Christian fellowship with all the other athletes, which we feel is very important. Another thing is our Bible studies that Philip and I are leading here in the dorm. Philip is leading Bible studies for all the sophomores and upperclassmen, and I'm leading Bible studies for the incoming freshmen. This is really a thrill for me because when I was saved, it was through that same freshman Bible study when I was a freshman through Lawrence Keith, and now I'm able to lead that Bible study to possibly save and help some of these lost freshmen that are coming here in the University of Oklahoma. And I feel that it's a lot more important for me to spend my time here with the athletes in things like FCA and Bible study instead of doing things like going out and, you know, speaking three or four times a week and doing things like that, because I believe my work for the Lord is here in the dorm helping these guys grow so we'll have a strong base to share the Lord and the gospel to people about. And I'd just like to thank y'all for letting me share with you, and God bless you all.